Thank you, Mr. President. On Section 5, Survey and Clearance of Mined Areas, the ICRC appreciates the approach taken here with a view to improving the implementation of Article 5. The ICRC, as many others, is concerned about the pattern of delayed compliance on clearance deadlines, given the large number of extension requests over the years, including some states' parties making multiple extension requests. Urgent attention is needed to end this pattern, which risks undermining the convention's credibility. This could be achieved through a number of means, for example, by adding language or even a new action item at the beginning of this section to urge affected states to take all necessary steps to implement Article 5 within existing deadlines, including, if applicable, implementing fully recommendations contained in the decisions of states' parties to grant extensions of those deadlines. We understand as well that in the proposals made on the machinery of the convention machinery, there is also consideration to including issues of compliance with Article 5 in the committee on in the mandate of the committee on the on cooperative compliance. We will make more specific remarks on this in under the section on measures for compliance. For the rest of this section, Mr. President, we are very pleased to see that the action plan addresses the issue of increased use of anti-personnel mines of an improvised nature. Indeed, this is a deep cause for concern. These are often called improvised explosive devices, IEDs, and indeed their humanitarian consequences are severe. These are noted in Action 21 of this section. The ICRC itself, as is well known, has repeatedly called upon states' parties to confirm that all obligations of the convention apply equally to anti-personnel mines that are industrially manufactured and those of an improvised nature. Notably, the obligations related to mine clearance, reporting, mine risk education, and adoption of national measures to prohibit and sanction the use of improvised anti-personnel mines. In this regard, states' parties may wish to draw upon the ICRC's working paper submitted to the review conference, copies of which are available or will be made available at the desk outside this conference room. And it is equally available on the ICRC's website. We wish to thank states, international and civil society organizations for inputs received on the draft version of this paper that was circulated at the intersessional meetings. And we look forward to continued discussion on this important issue. Thank you.